Blog Talk Radio.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. And if you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and I'll be there. I know when I need it, I can count on you like 1, 3, 2, 1, and you'll be there. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. That's the one thing I know's true, oh yeah. If you talk and then you turn it and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really do mean to me, every day I will do something to remind you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. Count on me like 1, 2, 1, 3, and I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 1, 3, 1, 2, and you'll be there. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive in Torat Chaim, in Torat Chesed, in Torat Rachmim, instructions of kindness, instructions of mercies, instructions of life. This is now the 299th, or actually the 300th class of Soul Class. And as we are typing into our computer, just to send a live message into Facebook, let's just do that. Today's class will be called Class 290. Did I say 299? Well, it's actually Class 290, blessed souls. Walking the tightrope of unity. A semi-impromptu look, and I guess because the delivery is a little sloppy at this time in the morning, and we didn't have breakfast, so if there's a little mental log jamming, which will transpire in the next several minutes, please forgive me. Anyway, today's humble effort will be a semi-impromptu look at unity and brief discussion about the threefolded blessings of the Kohanim priestly class who were commanded to bless the 12 tribes of Israel. Wow, even the way I typed in that promo was a mental logjam, but that's okay, because now we're going to try to rectify things. Blessed souls, for those of you who want to express some form of unity with the nation of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, internationally in the next coming Shabbat, by reading from Parshas Naso, which is found in the book of Numbers, Sefer Bamidbar. We'll be reading from chapter 1, verse 21, including a chapter 7, verse 89, and in Haftarah, we'll be reading from the prophets, the book of Judges, Sefer HaShoftim, chapter 13, verses 2 through 25. And I believe that will be concerning the angel that came to the parents of Shimshon HaGibur, Samson, the mighty one, the Nazarite. Yes, in fact it is. That's something very interesting to check out, because I know there are a lot of people in our current generation who have taken upon themselves a Nazarite oath, whether it be of the nation of Israel, and most notably in the Rastafarian Brotherhood. So to learn more about the Nazarite, one can go to, of course, the book of Judges to learn about Samson. Also, Shmuel Hanavi, Samuel the prophet, was also a Nazirite. And as well, you can go to the Talmudic tractate of Nazir, N-A-Z-I-R. That being said, let's now go into what we want to talk about, and just hopefully this will be a fitting preparation for the coming Yom Shlishi, or the Yom Revi, which will be the celebration, the observation, the commemoration of 3,325 years ago when the Most High, through the aegis of the mighty Levite prophet Moshe, Moses, had gathered the 12 tribes of Israel to make the declaration of independence for not only the nation of Israel, but all for the blessed children of Noah, the Bnei Noach, all the inhabitants of the world, Kol Bnei Olam, that there are, in fact, means by which we can stabilize the creation, not through just adherence to the Ten Commandments, but the 613 commandments if you're an Israelite, the seven commandments, Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. But hopefully this, what we're going to present in the next several minutes, will again, will be a fitting preparation for this great day in creation, which we'll be celebrating, hopefully, in less than 48 hours. Blessed souls, when we inhale the Creator's precious gift to us, oxygen, which has embedded within it the Ruach or Koach and Chayut of our Creator, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the Infinite Creator, our lungs expand. We sense empowerment to carry out whatever our current task is at that particular moment. And when we exhale, we are also empowered to project outwardly a substance which benefits other creations. However, in order for us to continually feel physically fit and empowered, we seek to inhale, if not immediately, hopefully in the next moment possible, that same gift that's been given to us, oxygen, which again, as we mentioned just above, embedded with so many blessings of life, spirit, vitality, and power. Achdus, unity, the tightrope of unity, the horizon of unity, is likened to inhalation, as well as an expression, which is elucidated upon from in a Hasidic discourse on Maimar from Sefer Inyanim, a book of concepts by the first Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman Liadi. Inhalation is likened to I'm learning this out, Mitzat Torah Tzavora, blessed souls, Mitzat from reasonings that one can use to accentuate a Torah teaching. Moichen de Gadlus, an expansive mindset, is like inhaling. Why? Because an expansive mindset is a mindset which seeks to unite human beings. Despite the plain and simple human being experience that we are blessed and entitled to our own particular perceptions and our own particular unique means of expressing our perceptions. So, Maichan Dagadus, I'm couching it within the context of a sensing of empowerment to unite other mindsets to a greater mindset, even greater than our own, just as we feel a tremendous amount of empowerment every time we inhale the blessed oxygen of the Most High. And even by the best of friends, blessed souls, or even family members, when we're talking about viewpoints, consciousness, when viewpoints are shared, we've all witnessed and experienced it, that many times disagreements can evolve as a result of sharing perceptions of one's environment, one's world, one's community. And when we share perceptions of our environment, our community, our own personal lives with others, we've experienced it, it can devolve and erupt suddenly into arguments by which further dialogue involves subtle belittlement and outright insults. If this is the case, how can so many human relationship scenarios, as described above, give way to what we all are seeking? World peace and world unity, which can be actualized through Moichan Dagados, an expansive mindset. we humbly suggest the key to activating world peace and unity lies within the blessing embedded within human intellect, which on the one hand can take courageous stands to promote one's perceptions to the extent of engaging in sharp discussion and debate. And the debate can actually lead to different sides flipping over those very sides they hold by. And in the spirit of Moichan Legavus, expansive consciousness, what testifies to one's expansive consciousness is the Ruach Shel Savlanut, the spirit of patience, the spirit of toleration, where one is able to view opposite viewpoints, opposite sides to one's perceptions, whether one's perceptions are pertinent to one's physical material being, and whether it's pertinent to one's spiritual well-being. Tolerance, or savlanut, patience, is a blessing. And it is actually driven by an axiomatic teaching in Torah. And this axiomatic blessing within Torah connects to the whole idea of harchavat or harchavas hadas, meaning a type of intellectual plasticity which taps inwardly into a Torah concept and can also tap into a secular, mathematical, economical, scientific concept, which can empower one to pay little or even no heed to another viewpoint which would disagree with one's elucidation of, say, a Torah viewpoint, or even Lahavdil, one's elucidation of a secular, scientific, mathematical, economical viewpoint. And this Harchavas Hadas will seek to not only tolerate an opposite view, but actually include it into one's view to bring out points in one's original view one might not have seen within that original view, and was so confident one had a proper view of the view one is currently bearing within one's blessed mind. Now that ability to be inclusive, even of viewpoints which are diametrically opposite of one's own, actually can foster and create a sense of unity between the consciousness, ultimately, of Torah viewpoints, which we humbly suggest and remind everyone, the viewpoint of Torah is the viewpoint that has been bequeathed to us as human beings, as part of the human family experience, is a viewpoint of how we can get a glimpse at divine consciousness, configured to human intellectual consciousness, and then be able to deal with consciousness which is antithetical to Torah consciousness, antithetical to divine instruction, and seek to learn, and not from that opposite consciousness, to actually be strengthened in our own consciousness and hopefully be able to bring out a point in our consciousness we were not aware of, which can make that other consciousness hopefully more tolerant of us and perhaps see a viewpoint that they had not previously had examined with their own level of consciousness. On the other hand, blessed souls, when we talk about a contracted, narrow-mindedness that can exist even within pro-Torah perceptions or even anti-Torah perceptions, the tuma, the spiritual impurity of intolerance, and the spiritual impurity or the tuma of depreciating another viewpoint or demonizing another viewpoint is ultimately a sort of childlike stance due to that particular mind being trapped into a contraction of das, katna samoichen, a limited consciousness, restricted consciousness. And restricted consciousness is really, according from a Torah perspective, is the, if not the root of all divisiveness, certainly throws fuel on the fire, in the fire of divisiveness, which divides up this world by human beings, which are supposed to be stewards together of this world. And unfortunately, through the fire of divisiveness, of pirud levavos, hearts separated, when there's discord, and when then push comes to shove, all forms of war, which can manifest in thought wars, intellectual wars, emotionally driven wars, spiritual wars, and then last but not least, but usually the most damaging, physically driven wars, where nation fights against nation, state versus state, province versus province, community versus community, and even street versus street, or coming down to the microcosmic level, human being against human being. In contrast, blessed souls, we want to remind everyone, in preparation for the giving of the Torah, the commemoration, celebration of it, during the generation of Mashiach, Ador Shel Mashiach, more than just to be a passive fad, more significance than will be given to the next wireless BlackBerry, iPod, Strawberry, Blueberry, expansion of consciousness will be the preferred way of life for the blessed human experience, as it has instructed us in the book of Isaiah, which in chapter 11, verses 6 through 10, reads as follows. And we'll just pull out the book of Isaiah. And we're turning the pages, glancing at the words of the sages of different ages, until we get to our intended spot, chapter 11, verses 6 through 10. And it reads, wonderful allegorical presentations according to the prophecies of the prophet Isaiah, who was told by the Most High to testify the following, chapter 11, verse 6 through 10, the wolf will lie with the sheep, the leopard will lie down with the kid and the calf, and a small lion and a fatling will walk together, a young cow or a young oxen, and a young child will lead them. A cow and bear will graze, and their young will lie down together, and a lion like cattle will eat hay. A suckling will play by a viper's hole, and a newly weaned child will stretch his hand towards an adder's lair, a variety of snake. They will neither injure nor destroy in all my sacred mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Most High, as water covering the sea bud. And it shall be on that day that the descendant of Jesse, Shoresh Yishai, talking about the Mashiach, blessed souls, the Messiah, who stands as a banner for the peoples, nations will seek him, and his resting place will be glorious. That's expanded consciousness, blessed souls. Now, these various scenarios, these various prophetic scenarios, ranging from actual to allegorical, depict the cessation of harmful conduct of one animal creature towards a weaker animal creature. We will hopefully now embed within our current existential awakened consciousness to such a hopefully manifest fulfillment of such a powerful prophecy, whose instruction will hopefully guide us mercifully towards a mindset to stand strong and flexible towards anti-Torah viewpoints, towards anti-economical, anti-ecological, anti-intellectual, anti-social viewpoints, where there are more and more voices trying to promote ideas to stabilize the planet, all within the spirit of the seven Noahic commandments, because the world was meant to be a settled place, as again echoed to us through the prophetic teachings of Isaiah in 45:18. The world was not created to be a desolate place, a chaotic place, but one to be settled. And these viewpoints, which seek to undermine healthy lifestyles, healthy economic outlooks, healthy means of stabilizing the delicate ecological balance of this planet, which seek to undermine the very fabric of earthly sustainability, the human family experience, standing in the way of true unity, true freedom afforded to all of us by the very fact we are empowered via in divine instruction, Torah Hashem. When we hopefully shall see soon an unshackling of the mental, intellectual, and spiritual shackles of hatred, jealousy, and unwarranted forms of competition. Remember, blessed souls, the allegorical prophecies mentioned in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 6 through 10, was actually experienced at one time over 4,000 years ago in a tiny ark in relation to all the waters of the sea, led by the Noach Ish Tzadik, the righteous Noach, in a teaching by the son of the first Lubavitch Rebbe, whose teachings I generously pluck from, the Mittler Rebbe, Rebbe Shdavber, elucidated that Teva was actually a taste of the world to come. And the world to come we wish to taste of, blessed souls, again, is that because of the knowledge of the Most High, shall fill the earth like the waters of the seabed, for the waters of the ocean cover the seabed. We will not have the violent atmospheres we still have to contend with on all levels of our human existence. Something to think about. And something else that the Rebbe mentioned in that teaching from Torah Chaim, in the Instructions of Life, it's actually the name of the book that he wrote, put together, compiled. He mentioned that the Teva, the Ark, was a taste of the world to come because it enveloped a certain level of godly understanding, not on the part of Noach and his three sons, the original Bnei Noach, Ham, Sham, and Shem and Japheth, but also the animal life that was located and found for those several months on the Ark of Noach. That being said, blessed souls, we want to just pluck out something from a Hasidic mimer by the Lubavitch Rebbe about the Kohanic, threefold Kohanic blessings, which is brought out in this week's Torah portion in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22, and the verses that follow, where the Most High told Moshe, tell to Aaron and to his sons, meaning the Bnei Kohanim, the priestly branch of Israel, saying that you should bless the nation of Israel. And there is a, in fact, we might even just read it. Let's pull it out, because we have a Chumash right next to ourselves. Let's see, that's in 622. And let's just pull that out. Here we go. Actually, we start, the blessings read as follow. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. May the Eternal bless you and watch over you. Yar'er Adonai ponoi v'elecha v'chonecha. May the Eternal cause His countenance to shine to you and favor you. Yisor Adonai ponoi v'elecha v'yosem shalom. And may the Eternal raise His countenance towards you and grant you peace. And the Lubavitch Rebbe mentioned this whole idea that afterwards that the Most High mentioned that with the blessing of the Kohanim, then His name would be placed upon the people. And He said, Va'ani avarechem, and I'm going to place, and I will bless them myself. And what was placed upon the name, which particular name? The Shem Yuchad, which is elucidated in the Talmudic tractate of Sota, S-O-T-A, in Daf, page 38, Amud Aleph. When it says Va'ani and I is pronounced as Ani, which is Aleph, Nun, and Yud, which is the same qualities of the word of I and Aleph, Yud, Nun, which means nothingness. So the idea, even though from the English sense of the understanding of the word I, it means sense of existence, a corporeal manifestation. In the divine sense, where the Most High says that, of course, we know from the divine perspective, everything is Him and there's nothing outside of Him. Actually, we're talking about from where we're being blessed is from the osios ayin, the source of all nothingness, and precisely from where the point where the four-letter name, the Yud, and then the K, and then the Vav, and the K, or we can say Yud, pause, Hey, pause, Vav, pause, Hey, pause, from precisely where He is the source of all nothingness, of non-existence, He brings non-existence into existence through the blessing of His four-letter ineffable name. And with that being said, blessed souls, the those three blessings that were mentioned, that the first level where there's a mentioning that you may be blessed and guarded is referring to the level of just surely, merely, and it should be, we underline the merely, meaning to imply something which is actually very profound, even though we just use the words merely, to protect oneself in their, with their monetary possessions, and that meaning that our money should not go to negative matters, negative addictions, whether they be substance abuse or addicted to unhealthy relations or unhealthy, whatever you might want to call it, and we should be guarded from damaging forces in the creation. The next level of blessing is referring to an illumination of His countenance, that we should be graced. And to be blessed by the grace of the Most High is actually higher than the idea of being blessed, that our material well-being be blessed, and we should be guarded from all damaging agents within the creation. And then ultimately, where He lifts up His countenance upon us on an individual level is even higher than being blessed with the grace of the Most High. Now, Lessel, there's just so much more to talk about on this matter, but rather than talk more about it, I will leave you to hopefully do your own research in the matter. You're certainly welcome to send me comments, questions, and concerns about these matters. Also, I offer you, will offer you the option if you want to. But please bear with me because, you know, I'm about to go to work and I do have time constraints. You can even call me on my cell at 347-469-9702. That's 347-469-9702. That being said, we're now going to conclude our very terse, humble efforts today with a song. I believe it's a new song by Brother David Dome. Will help us get back home to prepare for the giving of the Torah. And we talked about before the idea of the blessings of taking in the Most High's oxygen. Well, this song is called On the Breaths of a Sighs. And I would say this song is to help us remove the lies that we have or have been told, or we might be tempted to say, when it comes to relating to faith, emunah, in an unhealthy manner. We should relate to emunah in a very healthy manner, because when we are suffering at any level, or even when we are in a good state of mind, in a good situation, economically, physically, spiritually, whatever you might want to say, it still goes back to that basic fundamental principle of human living experience called emunah. So this song is dealing with that concept of dealing with the experience of human emunah in context or in relation to making a sigh in the world in view of sometimes we have disappointments in life, but hopefully the Most High will remove all our disappointments in a way of Ahav Echad, one love, Goral Echad, one destiny kolonah for all of us, Badarchi Shalom, in a peaceful Darchi Noam, in a pleasant way, Lahamshich, to be continued. Blessed Hashem, with the help of the Most High, Yisbreak may be blessed. And remember, blessed souls, one more thing. You're good, because the Teva Hotov Lehetiv, it is the nature of the good to do good, and the ultimate source of good is the Most High, is the source of all goodness. And the fact that He brought you into the world was to do good in this world, to think good, to speak good. So let's hear some good music now by David Dome. Take care, everyone. And for those who are going to be observing the festival of Shavuos, a good Yom Tov, where we merit. Niska lekabel ta Torah basimcha panimiot. We should be all merit to receive the Torah, divine instruction, joyfully and in an internalized way. Take care, everyone.